Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Today's very special guest back with us, the president of Florida Tech, Dr. Dwayne McKay. Hello, sir.
Hello there, Wes.
We appreciate your time, sir. We're in the midst of the 60th anniversary year here at Florida Tech, and you've said on numerous occasions in front of community groups and as well as to members of the staff and faculty how impressed you are with our alumni, especially after all of these years. The quality of a university should be measured in part by the achievements of its alumni, correct?
Well, you know, my grandmother was always saying, you know, the proof's in the pudding. And, you know, I've looked at the pudding that we've been putting out for years and years. It's just incredible. I've said it many times, and I truly mean it. I think pound for pound, that meaning graduate per graduate, we've had 55,000 to 60,000. And I'll put the quality of our graduates up against anybody. And the more I meet and the more I read about, and you know, you find out about people like a George Birnbaum, who's a major analyst in terms of political theory. And we don't teach politics here, but it just speaks to the quality of the students that come through and the quality of the education they get from the faculty here.
And we've been a STEM institution since day one. Of course, for our listeners, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics as being at the core of our mission. That's particularly important in our 21st century economy, is it not?
Well, I think if we're going to compete to make America grow even more technologically, we have to have the talent to do it. Whether that talent all comes from the U.S. or from overseas and gravitates or levitates or whatever comes to the United States, producing engineers and scientists that are not only well-trained in their field, but also have the ability to think creatively, to be entrepreneurs, to look at things in a different light than others have looked before. I mean, and I think that's one of the things we do best, and it's one of the things that makes us a great institution. So more STEM graduates are going to be required in the next 10 to 20 years than have ever been required before. The Internet of Things, everything that's happening in the world out there requires some deep thinking and some creative thinking by people that truly understand their discipline. And I think that's what we do really well.
The university is getting ready to publish, led in the effort by the Office of Alumni Affairs, a very special book that I know has been something you've been quite interested in and working with over the last several months on the 60 for the 60th, 60 outstanding alums of the university.
Bino Campanini and his staff have done an unbelievable job. And we're producing this book. It's out now. It's going to be released on the 23rd of February. And when I saw the actual product, I just could not believe how good it is. We made an interesting decision. It was a recommendation from Bino's staff that rather than trying to choose the 60 best that we've had, because we're talking hundreds, so how do you pick the 60 best? It's a challenge, and so rather than trying to do that, we decided let's pick 10 that are truly representative of the ones that graduated during their decade. So we have six decades times 10, so that's the 60. And I encourage everyone, if they can, to get a copy of the book, because if you're an alum of the Florida Institute of Technology and you can say, here are my colleagues, here are the people that I went to school with, here's an example of the folks that got an education like I got, and here's what they've accomplished, you know, it'll be hard for you not to put that on your coffee table and make everyone that visits take a look at it.
Dr. Dwayne McKay, president of Florida Tech, thank you for your time, sir.
I always enjoy it, Wes. Thank you.